Hello everyone, this is Nick Parker and you're listening to an X-Zone UK special episode, the final episode in season 3 of the Jones Files. So the Xbox, see what I did there, has been full of your questions and comments in our current season of our special investigation into a series of events in 2008, which we're calling the Yellow King Variations. To answer a question many of you have asked about the provenance of these files, they were supplied by our whistleblower, who identifies himself as Adam Jones. Adam sent them to us in scanned facsimiles, and they appear to be a handwritten log that is credited to Special Agent Justin Pierce of the FBI. It chronicles what some of you believe are the ramblings of an LSD or other drug-fueled experience, but whilst I agree that a certain level of scepticism is appropriate, my personal take is that there's too much consistency and linear narrative for that to be the case. Now, one of the listeners who made contact with me is a physicist by the name of Dr. Joseph Ewins, and his thoughts on what he had heard so far, up to about last week, prompted him to get in touch. Now, after an absorbing exchange of emails, I thought I would let him speak for himself in a special interview on the matter of alternate realities and whether Special Agent Pierce's reports could be true and have any basis in known science. So, Dr. Ewins, good afternoon, and thanks for taking the time to talk to us here in the X-Zone.
My pleasure, Nick. Thanks for having me.
So, I suppose we'd better start with an introduction. So, you are Dr. Joseph Ewins. You're an associate professor in physics and astronomy, and you're currently working on exploring connections between quantum information theory and quantum gravity, and using string theory to learn about strongly interacting quantum field theories. That's a bit of a mouthful, but is that basically right?
That's basically right, Nick.
Okay, great. So look, it's fair enough to say you know your stuff. Can we start with how real scientific theory explores, and in some cases supports, the case for universes outside, parallel to, or distant from, but mirroring our own?
Yes, indeed. So multiverses and parallel worlds are often argued in the context of other major scientific concepts like the Big Bang, string theory, and quantum mechanics.
Okay, well, can we start with the first of those then, Big Bang theory? And I'm not talking about Sheldon Cooper here.
Good show. Yes, around 30.7 billion years ago, everything we know of was an infinitesimal singularity. Then, according to the Big Bang theory, it burst into action, inflating faster than the speed of light in all directions for a tiny fraction of a second. This is a process called cosmic inflation. That's all before the actual expansion of matter that we usually think of as the Big Bang itself, which was a consequence of all this inflation. As the inflation slowed, a flood of matter and radiation appeared, creating the classic Big Bang fireball, and began to form the atoms, molecules, stars, and galaxies that populate the vastness of space that surrounds us.
I see.
That mysterious process of inflation and the Big Bang have convinced some researchers that multiple universes are possible or even very likely. I think that inflation didn't end everywhere at the same time. While it ended for everything that we could detect from Earth 13.8 billion years ago, cosmic inflation continues in other places. This is called the theory of eternal inflation. And as inflation ends in a particular place, a new bubble universe forms. Those bubble universes can't contact each other because they continue to expand indefinitely. So if we were to set up for the edge of our bubble, where it might butt up against the next bubble universe over, we'd never reach it, because the edge is zipping away from us faster than the speed of light and faster than we could ever travel.
So in that version of events, travelling between these bubbles is basically impossible.
Yes, because in every instant that passes, we get farther away from it, and we will never intersect.
Okay. Well, it seems to me that what Agent Pierce's journal describes is possibly more a parallel universe. So what's the thinking on that?
Well, some researchers base their ideas of parallel universes on quantum mechanics, the mathematical description of subatomic particles. In quantum mechanics, multiple states of existence for tiny particles are all possible at the same time. A wave function encapsulates all of those possibilities. However, when we actually look, we only ever observe one of them. But the many worlds proposes instead, every time one state or outcome is observed, there is another world in which a different quantum outcome becomes reality. This is a branching arrangement in which, instant by instant, our perceived universe branches into near infinite alternatives. Those alternate universes are completely separate and unable to intersect. So while there may be uncountable versions of you living a life that's slightly or even wildly different from your own life in this world, you might never know it.
Yes, I think my former wife might have something to say about wildly different existences. But anyway, this is where string theory comes in, though, right?
Arguably, yes. In string theory, our universe is not the only one. Many universes exist parallel to each other. These distinct universes within the multiverse theory are called parallel universes. A variety of different theories lend themselves to a multiverse viewpoint. In some theories, there are copies of you sitting right here, right now in other universes, and other copies of you that are doing other things in other universes. And other theories contain parallel universes that are so radically different from our own that they follow entirely different fundamental laws of physics, or at least the same laws manifest in fundamentally different ways.
And that's really interesting. So I understand that not all physicists really believe that these universes exist, though, and even fewer believe that it would be possible to ever contact them.
Yes, that's right, but others believe the quantum physics adage that if it's possible, it's bound to happen somewhere and sometime, meaning it may be inevitable that quantum effects allow contact between parallel universes. Concepts of the multiverse are evident in the cyclical, infinite worlds of ancient Hindu cosmology. From this viewpoint, our world is one of an infinite number of distinct worlds, each governed by its own gods and their own cycles of creation and destruction. According to MIT cosmologist Max Tegmark, we think there are four levels of parallel universes. Level one, an infinite universe that, by the laws of probability, must contain another copy of Earth somewhere. Level two, other distant regions of space with different physical parameters but the same basic laws. Level three, other universes where each possibility that can exist does exist, as described by the many worlds interpretation of quantum physics. Level four, entirely distinct universes may not even be connected to ours in any meaningful way, and very likely have entirely different fundamental physical laws.
So, actually, on that basis, the dreamlands that Special Agent Pierce talked about extensively in these journals could actually be a parallel universe that science has yet to formally discover.
Correct, yes. Maybe these special agents are some of the first to prove the theory.
Well, look, it's been absolutely fascinating talking to you, Dr. Ewins. Thanks again so much for your time.
Thank you, Nick.
So, that's been fascinating stuff. You know, it's sometimes humbling to realise how young we are in terms of scientific understanding of our universe and the world around us, and that, you know, these long-cherished theories of how things are just that, they're theories, and they may not necessarily be correct, even though they've been embraced by mainstream science. So it's food for thought, isn't it? Well, the one thing that is certain is that we have reached the end of Season 3 of The Jones Files. So thanks so much if you've stayed with us and have been listening this far. And also, if you spread the word, then an extra thank you for your help. So the final season of The Jones Files, The Yellow King Requiem, will be on its way soon. The team are back in New Orleans, bewildered and bedraggled, with only a fortnight between them and Steno's Ascension Day. Can they and Delta Green turn the tide? Or is Steno's rise as the Yellow King as inevitable as fog over Lake Pontchartrain? We'll find out soon when the X-Zone UK returns for the final season of the Yellow King Sequence podcast. I'm Nick Parker, saying see you next time. And as always, thanks for listening.